today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special under the title of Holding Grudge in the View of Islam. You're listening to IRIB English Radio.
Take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted. 'Cause I know that one day, suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased with me.
Today, Sunday, is the 24th of Sha'ban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Hash. We're going to listen to verse 10.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم.
And there is a share for those who came after them, saying, Our Lord, forgive us and our brothers who preceded us in faith, and put not in our hearts any resentment towards those who have believed. Our Lord, indeed you are kind and merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Believers in the early days of Islam invoke Allah Almighty to bestow purity upon their hearts, and their prayer was seemingly answered such that they could unite it and defeat the enemies and raise the banner of Islamic faith. Had we been treading the path of our ancestors, we would be pure in heart and our hearts would be unadulterated by covetousness, miserliness, hatred, envy, self-conceit, and other vices. Thus, we were even able to exceed our ancestors in making the Muslim community more prosperous and rid ourselves of the tyranny, disbelief, and bondage of unbelievers and cooperate with each other to add further glory to the Islamic faith and Muslims.
Jalali wal ikrami ya
holding grudge in the view of Islam on the continuation of today's special. Holding a grudge is a familiar way to get the compassion and comfort we didn't receive when we were wronged. We tend to victimize ourselves and seek out empathy from other people. The thing about holding a grudge is that they don't really make us feel better. Though we may be getting the sympathy and attention we require, it stops being about feeling bad and it moves forwards, making the other person feel bad as well. A grudge is something that begins as a genuine emotion, but as time goes by, it morphs into a blockage that prevents us from releasing this built-up pain. It deprives us of moving on, and we continue to let it fester inside us.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasteen. Regarding holding grudge, or feeling hatred about someone or some people, at the same time, it's indicated that Imam Ali alayhi salam instructed his companions in this way, Ra'sul Uyub al-Haqda. Hatred or feeling grudge is the source of other vices. We find that, and we have noticed that those people who feel hatred about other people, who feel grudge about other people, they seldom amount to anything, and they themselves seldom amount to anything, because instead of focusing on their own projects, on their own missions, on their own capabilities, they usually think about other people, and as they cannot do anything in order to develop themselves and their own capacities, they prefer to develop a sense of hatred regarding other people, and this prevents them from first of all finding out their own jewels or whatever may be available in themselves. The precious capabilities, and next, when they are invited to some cooperations, they usually prove utterly short of accomplishing the projects for which they've been relied on. Yet we find that since unwelcome feelings or a feeling of inconvenience is something quite natural regarding other people. This kind of feeling regarding other people is momentary in faithful people. If a faithful people finds out such a feeling in him or herself, it goes on. It removes just after a few minutes. Two faithful people meet each other, they like each other, and at the same time, when they leave each other, they have no feeling of feeling grudge or hatred regarding each other.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, Hadiths of the Infallibles, Lessons from the Life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah.
Grudge turn your immune system down. Dear friends, since the grudge keeps banging on our head, it will not only cause the mental health down, but also the immune system. By feeling grudge, you will not only be feeling hurt, but also sad at the same time. That is why the best way to do is resentment, the grudge, by giving forgiveness. Forgiving others make you feel relief and in a happy condition. It will make the body produces the serotonin hormone and raise your immune system again. We should be wiser to choose how to behave to keep the good immune to our body. And the Quran mentions this. You Muslims are the best people who were born for humans. because you command do what is right and prevent them from breaking up and having faith in Allah.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى رَبُّنَا الْهَادِي الْوَدُودِ فَضْلُهُ مِلْءُ الْوُجُودِ عَفْوُهُ خَيْرٌ وَجُودٌ فَارْتَجِي دَوْمًا رِضًا.
What should I do when someone doesn't forgive me? Make amends. Asking for forgiveness and admitted that you were wrong needs a sign of being courage. If that is still not works, you need to repeat for asking forgiveness after you take a reflection. Whether promise is something wasteful about your sorry, it is better to make amends. At least you feel better while you can't make up the situation. Do something simple that makes the person you've wronged feel better. Always keep doing good and let the rest of it to Allah. In Quran, Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 69 mentions about this. And truly Allah is with those who do good.
Amir al-Mu'mineen says, أَقَلُّ النَّاسِ رَاحَةً الْحَسُودِ. The person with the least comfort in this life is the envious, hasood. He doesn't have any comfort. He doesn't have any peace. He doesn't have peace with himself, let alone peace with others. This is why we fast. This is why we have the day of Eid. This is why we have du'as, one after the other. Someone was telling me, how much du'as we have? I said, we really need them. These are remedies. These are medications, medications for the heart, medications for the soul and the mind. Now, let me read a hadith from Imam al-Sadiq. The Imam was asked, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, alayhi salatu wassalam, he was asked that if a person is a believer, mu'min, a believer, do you mean that he cannot have any hate in his heart? The Imam answers a very intelligent answer, practical and intelligent. He says, yes, al-mu'min yahqidu ma dama fi majlisihi. Maybe he gets angry, maybe he hates someone, but while he's in the session, it's temporary, 2 hours, 3 hours, 5 hours, half a day. فَإِذَا قَامَ ذَهَبَ عَنْهُ الْحِقْدُ. When that session is over, he has to remove it. He's not allowed to keep it in sight. Yes, you get angry. We get angry. Who doesn't? Including your imam who's standing here. Ask my wife. She tells you the truth. But then after a while, it has to subside. We remember Allah. We remember our responsibility. We remember our role in this life. We remember that we are temporary guests in this life. So we take it out. We remove it. And nothing would remove rancor, grudge, hate, envy, like taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The remembrance of Allah, being with Allah always. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The remembrance of Allah cleanses your soul, cleanses your heart.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till another episode, we'll leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.